Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Monday morning where we use these to set the tone for our week. One thing that we are going to be looking at for the foreseeable future is the chapter of 2 Peter 1. So we're going to be looking at 2 Peter 1 for the foreseeable future. And what I love about this chapter is that it gives us practical steps on how we can experience the life God has created for us to live. And so if you go with me in your Bibles, 2 Peter chapter 1, again, I want to say hello to everyone here on Zoom, as well as those who are watching on Facebook, YouTube, or catching the podcast later. Thank you so much for being here. It is my honor to be able to walk with you through scripture and kind of give you that quick boost in prayer before we get going about our day. So 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'll actually start with verse 1. We're going to just go right through it. And so it says, this is a letter from Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ. He says, I'm writing to you who share the same precious faith we have. This faith was given to you because of the justice and fairness of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. Interesting about how justice ain't in the Bible. Anyway, verse 2. This is where we'll focus today. It says, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus, our Savior. So his prayer is that God gives you more grace, God gives you more peace as you grow in the knowledge of God, our Savior. Well, what's the purpose of this? Drop down to verse 10. And it says, so dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you are really among those God has called and chosen. Do these things, in which these things we'll be talking about for the foreseeable future, and you will never fall away. The King James says, and if you do these things that we're going to be discussing, you will never fall. That is an extreme promise. Typically, we think about facts and statements that we say that I'm only human or I'm just human, but Peter is going to lay out a recipe of what some have called fail-proof living. But before we lay out the recipe, before we go step by step into that, his heart is that you operate in more grace. His heart is that you operate in more peace, and it comes from having knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. So let's break down three words here. The first one's going to be grace. The second one's going to be power or peace. And then the third one is going to be knowledge. So when he says that God wants to give you more grace and more peace, so the simple salvation fact is that when you were born again, when you received Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, deposited within you was everything that you need in order to live like God here on this earth. And we'll see that on next week. And so the deposit was made. Now, how many of you have ever been there where you have had a bank account set up, and with that bank account, you did not have a debit card to get to that bank account? I've been there where I've had money that was taken out of a check so that it can go to account that I did not have access to. So there wasn't that I didn't have the money. It was that I didn't have access to withdraw the funds that belong to me. And so right now you have all the grace that you need and more. And right now you have all the peace that you need and more. But what happens in our natural world is we don't know how to access what is already available. And so it's not that we don't have it, but we need to know specifically, how do we access this grace? How do we access this peace? As we're going into a new season of a new school year, as we're going about our lives, you know, the question I want you to begin asking yourself is, how do I access more grace? How do I access more peace? And again, what I love about the Bible is that the Bible answers itself. He says, as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. And what he means by that is, number one, knowledge, epignosis, another word for that is awareness. So if I want more grace, which charis is God's unmerited, unearned favor, his divine, his supernatural flow, something that is unearned. We can't work for it, and we can't be bad enough to lose it. His grace and his peace, the word peace there is eirene. And the way it's spelled, if you remove the E and you put an S, you get our word serene, which means complete calm. So it's not necessarily speaking of what's externally going on, but it's talking about what's internally going on. So how do I operate in this divine flow, in this unmerited favor, in God's supernatural spiritual force that brings what I need to me, as well as regardless as to what goes on around me, how do I have a calmness in the middle within me? He says, as you grow in your epignosis. The word epignosis or knowledge there means to acknowledge, or in our vernacular today, we call that awareness. So here's your key today. Everywhere that you go, ask the question, God, reveal yourself to me in this. Whatever happens, God, reveal yourself to me in this. God, what is your overall big picture plan at work? Because all of us have a wonderful part to play in the overall big picture of God's plan for our life. So when you get epignosis, you understand, you're aware that, God, I'm trusting you. God, I'm leaning on you. God, I receive the grace that you've given to me. God, I ask for your peace to navigate. So show me, number one, where you are. And number two, what is your plan? But it also said, I want you to grow in your awareness of God at work, but also it said of Jesus our Lord. And one thing about Jesus in John 1:14 is that Jesus was the Word made flesh. So when he says grow in your awareness of God at work and his plan at work, he says in your scripture reading, I want you to become aware of Jesus and his finished works interlaced throughout the scripture. And so if you have taken the time to read the Bible, or if you are taking the time to read the Bible, both Old and New Testament are painting a picture of the finished works of Jesus Christ. So not only do we externally see God at work, not only do we externally have to become aware of who God is in our life, but number two, as we're reading scripture, we're looking to what did Jesus do through his death, his burial, and his resurrection, which provides me confidence that I have what I need and that I'm not out here trying to earn God's grace and I'm not trying to earn peace or work up peace, but it's mine. And when I'm aware of God at work and I'm aware of his overall plan and I'm reading the word, every scripture, I'm looking for Jesus and his finished works in every one of my scripture that I look at, then I am going to access more grace. This is the key to more grace. This is the key to more peace. So I'm going to encourage you. Let's get even deeper in the amount of grace that we operate in on a daily basis. And let's get deeper in the amount of peace that we operate in on a daily basis by becoming aware to God externally and as well as the finished works of Jesus Christ as we're taking the time to peruse and go through and chew on his scripture. Amen. Amen. So that is the opening to this beautiful chapter that I'm going to just take my time to unpack with you. It's our way to have quick Bible study, as well as pray and just give you something to think about during the rest of this week. And so we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. I've received certain prayer requests that I'll take before the Lord in prayer from our community, from our direct messages, from our text messages. If you have a prayer request that you'd like to send in, you can do so at 770-667-4899. Again, it's 770-667-4899 and prayer at the outletcommunity.com. com. And you can also send in praise reports, because we're going to be coming on here on Monday mornings. And I want to be able to share good news with those who are a part of our morning prayers. And we'll meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 to pray. And we'll meet Mondays at 7. So let's go before the Lord in prayer, just covering our world, covering our days, covering just what's before us. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. We love you. We just appreciate the gift and the privilege that we have to delve in your word, delve in scripture, to find out who you are in our life. God, in your word, we see today, as we grow in our awareness of you at work around us, we also at the same time look for you as we're reading your word and to see the finished works of your son, Jesus. And as we do, Father, we claim and we receive more charis in operation. We receive more peace, more eirene in operation. Nothing missing, nothing broken, because we are aware that you go before us. You've already gone before today. You've already seen what is to come. And so we, as an act of humility, submit our agendas to you today. We submit our plans, our to-do list, what we have going on, and say, Lord, if there's anything that you want to direct, anything that you want to guide, please do so. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we cover our students, we cover our teachers, we cover our administrators, we cover our parents, caregivers, we cover those who are going back into the office, we cover those who are going about their daily lives by your power, by your blood, and we plead the blood of Jesus around them, that even in times such as these, Lord, we say that you are there, you are for us, divine protection, divine guidance, divine provision, as according to Psalm 91, Lord. We just set the tone for this week, as you say in Matthew 6:33. We seek you first in all that we do. And when we seek you, you will reveal your way and your kingdom. And all the things that we believe that we have need of, we'll see that they've already been added to us. And so we thank you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to thank you all for being here for another time where we get to set the tone in the morning. Just some things that I want you all to be aware of, which are near and dear to my heart. Number one, we just love gathering with everyone, whether it's online or in person on Sunday morning. So whether you're going to join us online or whether you're going to join us in person, just know, block off at least an hour to an hour and a half of your day to be empowered, equipped, developed, and deployed to thrive in your personal life, in your local church, as well as in your community. But another area that is near and dear to my heart is on next Wednesday. I believe that's going to be August the 11th. Yes, August the 11th at 7 p.m. We're going to be holding an information meeting to just go over any questions and to present just what our Outlet Leadership Institute is all about. And we've been blessed to be able to sit down and drastically reduce the cost so that whosoever will and whosoever wants to grow in their leadership capacity and in your own spiritual formation and development, we have a 2-year program that is set up so that we can do just that. And so next Wednesday, August 11th, I want to encourage you to join us. There is a link inside of the notes here today. If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, if you're on Zoom, it's just outletcommunity.com/OLI to get more information. We're looking forward to starting a brand new year in the month of September. So we'd love for you to be a part, regardless as if you go to the Outlet or worship at another church. We are here so that we can help the body of Christ at large. We want to add that value to your life. So thank you all so much for being here today. Let's have a great week, and God bless.